Greetings, lovely listeners. I had someone email me with a question about an offering that my students, faculty, and myself have done with the public before. It's actually a lady who is signing up for mentorship, and she's very curious about the psychic game show that myself, faculty, and students have done with the public. So I'm going to share what it is. And hey, if you have any way that you can offer this offering to your clients or during a class with students, in person, even via Zoom, you can make it work this way. I urge you to do it. It's very fun, lighthearted, and everyone seems to enjoy it. So the psychic game show can be 30 minutes. It can be an hour. Essentially, what it is fun psychic exercises, which you do get the audience involved with. They love it, but fun audience exercises that require them to use their psychic abilities. And while you can use this during your circle with other people that are developing their abilities, their, you know, clairs, their sensitivities, it's really, really fun when you can do it with people who are skeptics, with people who are curious, who have never tried to develop their abilities before, with the public audience, really. And so I think I first did this maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and it was just this crazy cool idea I had, kind of like seeing these flashes of the Price is Right game show come in my mind, like what can I do with the audience to get them involved, to really give them a good time? And so that's how the psychic game show was created about 3 or 4 years ago, as just a time filler that would get, you know, audience up and moving and would be enjoyable for the other audience members. So some of the exercises that you can do with the psychic game show are guess what's in the purse. So you can just have a purse with items in it. You can create your own. You can have a person in the audience, and this is very important. So guess what's in the purse? You just need a purse, and for someone to know what's in the purse, and then another person to guess an item in the purse. It's super fun. What I like to do is ask the audience, I need 2 volunteers, someone who is willing to, you know, let us try to guess what's in their purse, and then another person to try to guess what's in the purse, right? And so that way the audience member who uses the purse for the exercise, they're going to, you know, we're not going to get any crazy surprises or whatever. It's going to be like all cool stuff in the purse, you know, nothing inappropriate or unexpected. So you give the audience that power, you see. Presentations of... gosh, the metaphysical, which I have a good amount of experience in, working with audiences, playing with the audiences, all different kind of crazy, cool things that we've done with our audiences throughout the years that I've created. You know, it's shown me that when you feel like you give the audience the power and experience hands-on, they really, really love it, listeners, okay? So with this guess what's in the purse exercise, the audience definitely feels like, you know, they have the power, and they won't claim that this exercise is rigged. You know, if there's an audience member, the public, who is initiating it with the purse, having that control, and then someone else in the audience who's trying to guess what's in the purse. Okay, so that's one exercise. And of course, we like to have door prizes for anyone who raises their hand to volunteer. So that's fun. It's a lot of metaphysical gifts, candles, smudge, something fun like that, lotion, something like that. Okay, so guess what's in the purse? You can also play around with pictures. Like, you can give a deck of cards to the audience. Yes, it's a deck of Oracle or Tarot. Have them pick a card, and they stand at the front, and they show all the audience what the card is, and the psychic will have their back to the audience. So they won't see the audience member picking the card and showing the audience, the psychic is facing away from the person holding the oracle card deck or oracle card and the audience. And so what happens, and it's very nail-biting, right? Because the audience member is holding up a card for the audience to see with the psychic's back facing them all. And everyone listens to the psychic describe the card that the audience member is holding up and has chosen. And it's mind-blowing. The audience just gasps at this. You know, this is like magic, a magic show, except for real. That's what we give people with the psychic game show. And you know, while my students and faculty are up there doing the exercises during these events, y'all, I 90% of the time, I don't work. I don't work with spirit. I don't work with the psychic faculty. I am the businessman. I am the circus ring leader. I am the just the behind the scenes. I'm the techie, so to speak, not the person performing on the stage. And I usually am just sitting on this off to the side or in the front row, just cracking up, watching my students and faculty nail these exercises. And sometimes I have the students, you know, try to guess something in an audience member's purse. Could be two audience members. Could be that I have one of my students model the exercise first to guess what's in the purse. Then I let someone in the audience come up and do it as well. That's really cool. The whole point is to instill the belief in these audience members that they can do this too. That's why we do it. We do it, you know, having fun. This is a very fun mini class here. So I'm usually sitting back just chuckling, watching my students kind of make the jaws drop in the audience. It's really, really fun. You can also get an audience member to come up and try to guess what's on the card. Now, if I'm doing anything, if there is any hiccup, it will be with an audience member and we'll get them to try to open up their abilities to sense what's in the purse or what's on the card. In a way that involves, you know, stilling the mind, expanding out, focusing, you know, all that stuff that we train to do, and how the see, feel, know language works. So it is a psychic game show, but again, it's about instilling belief that we can all do this and connect, right, with our senses, and to teach them how to do it, right? So there's a lot of fun my student Lori, she was so good at telling people what they did for their work. I would get an audience member to the front of we didn't have a raised stage. Sometimes we have, but it's mainly just the floor that we're standing on. But I would pull Lori up and I would ask for a volunteer from the audience and they would come and I would make them stand back to back. No, they didn't need to. Or sometimes they faced each other, you know, whatever I was drawn to do in the moment. And I would have Lori tell the audience member what they did for their job. And it was so amazing to just see Lori kind of become that person and start to sometimes move her body the way they did at work, to feel the emotions of their job, to get the medical hit, to get the clerical hit, to get the movement, the delivery job. And again, just to kind of put on a show, but with the intention of educating. I mean, that's everything I do with mediumship and these shows. The psychic showdown is to educate, or psychic game show. I'm sorry. Psychic game show is to educate the skeptics or the non-believers or the curious, even with my ghost tours. Okay. Which is a new offering of mine The next one is December 6th, by the way. We are over halfway, almost halfway sold out. So if you want a ticket, grab one. UnwindTX.com. But even with the ghost tours, y'all, I am, yes, I'm giving a bit of history, but I'm really explaining a lot of the, you know, experiences I've had with spirit when I worked on Morton Street, where the ghost tour happens. Like, I am educating people about spirit, and I'm getting them to become aware and turn on. It's a ghost tour, but I'm educating them about spirit. So everything I do is about education. So the list, so I had, you know, this future mentee write in, what is a psychic game show? I want to offer it in the circles I run. Can you tell me a bit about it? So I thought, you know what, let me pop on and make a real quick podcast and just talk a little bit about our psychic game show that we do. Misty, my student, has been running them recently for our fairs and I guess the Lee Kempner event we had recently, and it was really, really nice. She incorporated a exercise where someone would draw something on the paper and then stop, and then a partner would try to redraw what the first volunteer from the audience had drawn. And it's amazing what happens with these people who have never tried to connect or work with their faculties before. It's really amazing. But there's a lot of there's a lot of fun exercises you can do psychically. Those are just a few that come to mind. Yes, we call it the psychic game show, the psychic Price is Right. We have prizes. There's lots of oohs and ahs and unbelievable moments from everyone. And we just really love to bring this experience to our audiences. You know, when we do Galveston, when we've just booked venues and had I think I called it a night of metaphysical or an evening with the metaphysical or something. But it's really amazing. And then, of course, we would throw in connections with spirit, and we would bring contacts from the spirit world. You know, and I think being in Texas, right down here, where we don't have any spiritualist churches, I think we've got two that are operating in the state of Texas, which Texas alone, if you know the size of it, two churches is nothing compared to our size. It's ridiculous. But we're really in a space where we can have freedom to be who we want to be and create whatever we want to be. Because there is it's all like a clean slate here. You know, there isn't this huge number of mediums training in churches, working the services. There isn't that established protocol for mediumship in a church around us. So we create our own spaces. And we really love that. We love this freedom. It's just what we've known. And so we can rent any venue we want, and we can bring our shows wherever we want. And again, it's about education. It's not about entertainment. We don't really see it as that type of offering, but it's more about education, right? And so that's a little bit about what we do with the Psychic Game Show. And I just wanted to share that. All right. I hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving. If you celebrate, it's just a few days away. I may pop on tomorrow and share a very special podcast. Fingers crossed I get that done. And we will talk to you soon, listeners. Bye-bye.